Hello, welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast. I am your podcast host, Dustin Hall. It is Thursday, September the 3rd in Houston, Texas, as we're doing this podcast episode. And today we have Mr. John Dietrich on to talk about ethylene. How are you doing, John?
Pretty good. This is an interesting ethylene settlement. So we're talking about August.
Yeah.
And it looks like almost all of the market has agreed to down 3.25 cents per pound, putting the August ethylene settlement at 29.5. There's only one holdout, a major buyer who is holding out for a steeper decline. But with everybody, with the vast majority of the market and kind of volumes, or not the vast majority, but the majority being done, it looks as though that's where most of the price reporting agencies are going to call this down at done. 29.5 cents per pound, and I guess we'll kind of see when this buyer settles their September contracts, if they do a two-month settlement, if they get anything different from 29.5, or if it ends up they take the 29.5 and, you know, just kind of hold their ground for now.
Is this unusual we would have a holdout like this, or is there a party who maybe does that regularly?
No, I mean, there aren't any parties that do this regularly that kind of hold out beyond the settlement. I have seen where there were a couple settlements done in a month, and at least one or two participants declined to join. But what that ended up doing was negating the settlements, and we had a two-month or a three-month settlement. I can't remember which, but it was definitely a multiple-month settlement. So it's a little interesting that everybody's going ahead with the settlement, minus one of the bigger players at the table not being at the table.
Hmm.
But, you know, I mean, as it is, like the down 3.25 is about in line with what the formula would have spit out. You know, they kind of take the average of your monthly movements between spot price and cash costs, and that came out to about down 3.3. So 3.25, you know, made sense to most of the market.
What are the other sort of factors contributing to this downward movement, and what would be potentially the rationale for someone holding out for a little more?
Well, so August came down pretty hard because spot prices were down about 7.5 cents per pound from their July average. And there were a couple of factors. You had a cracker expansion at the end of July, so you had more material. And we've had about, you know, 7 or 8 or more expansions in the last year. So that there's just more production to the market in the market from a year ago. Production costs remain very low with ethane, propane, butane. And, you know, Asian polyethylene prices have been coming down on the global crude oil situation, which means that the U.S. guys have to lower their PE prices to, you know, keep exports, you know, moving into that region, which means they've got to come down domestically, and so that puts some pressure on the ethylene guys. But I think the real thing is there were just a lot of selling and a lot of production in August, and so your spot price was really down. Your cracker cash costs were actually up by about 0.5 cent, but that was mostly because you're not getting as much value out of your byproducts like propylene, butadiene, aromatics. But 0.5 cent decline versus or 0.5 cent increase versus a 7 cent decline, you can see why it came down a lot. As far as the buyers, I think rationale for holding out, you know, the buyers trying to argue that even with spot prices in August falling to, you know, lows of 6 years or more, when they fell down to like 22 cents a pound, your margins, if you were cracking ethane, which the majority of the market still is doing, that still puts your margins at about 13, 14 cents a pound pretty comfortably, just on the ethylene sales. That's not including any co-products you're getting, so your margin might be a little better. If you're cracking propane and butane, which these guys are trying to do as much as they can, your margins were still, 17, 18 cents a pound. So those are very healthy margins, and, you know, those margins could certainly go toward, you know, the non-integrated buyers, you know, buyers that don't make their own ethylene. So, you know, it's kind of a fight over margin. It's the idea that, you know, margins have come down from when they were 30, 40 cents a pound a year ago, and they've cratered, not cratered, but they've come down significantly. But, you know, anywhere from that 13 to 15 cents a pound is still very, very attractive and better than a lot of markets. So why shouldn't it be, you know, and I think also there's a lot of supply. No one is really building inventory, even though inventory levels are only at about 5 to 7 days worth. Typically the industry likes maybe 10 to 12, mm-hmm. just, you know, in case there's an outage somewhere unexpected. These guys, they've got, you would think, the opportunity to stockpile ethylene, build some inventories, and not have as much material out there on the spot market. But, you know, as several kind of sellers have said, the margins are still too good. You can't justify sitting on product when you're still making that kind of money on it. And so that might have been another part of the buyer's arguments.
So, I mean, how might that situation change in the months ahead? I mean, will the supply, is there anything that will affect the supply picture, or what are we looking at going forward?
I mean, until we really start hearing, I would say, about inventory levels getting up to where, you know, they kind of would be their most favored, shall we say, I think you're still going to see the crackers running at a very high rate, you know, 95-96%, which is a decent jump from the low 90s that it's been for a while. We had another cracker expansion at the end of August. LyondellBasell finished Channel View, so that's more material on the market. And the really interesting thing looking at September is going to be how does the interaction between the spot price and the contract price affect things. It's pretty rare for the spot price to be below the contract price on a consistent basis and to be this low, this far below it. And so there's been talk that buyers might in September take their contractual minimums or definitely lower how much they take contractually and focus on covering themselves in the spot market if there's so much supply and it's so cheap. You know, the natural question is if everybody rushes out to the spot market and buys it up, you know, does that drive the spot price up? Do we kind of see something where the spot price, you know, comes down and then we see, you know, like a dozen trades in the low to mid 20s, the spot price kind of climbs back up a bit and everybody kind of pulls back. Spot price starts kind of gradually coming down and then another rush. It's hard to say. So it could be a very volatile month for spot trading, or, it could be where the spot price just kind of stays low because there's just not the demand overseas for polyethylene, for PVC, for other polymers, and crude oil and the feedstocks stay cheap.
Okay, so we've got the contract settlement price at 29.5. So what is the spot pricing look like currently?
Right now for September, spot pricing was done today, the 3rd, at 23 cents a pound.
Okay.
So that's about a 6.5 cent per pound discount. So if you're, you know, a major buyer, a physical consumer, you know, if you're, you know, a trader or you're hedging, that doesn't really make much difference to you because you don't have contractual offtakes. But if you are a company that uses the ethylene to make, you know, products, if you're a consumer, why would you buy a lot of contract? Why would you take your maximum contract offtake when it's 6 cents a pound more than, you know, maybe you take 10% less and you can source that 10% that you need from the spot market. And so, you know, that's kind of going to be interesting to see where the consumer is, what their buying pattern end up being throughout September. Because
right.
when it's that much cheaper, you're better off buying spot. And this is a rarity. So it'll be hard to see how the market, it's difficult to project how the market will respond to this because the market hasn't had to deal with this in a long time. You know, the other interesting thing going on with spot ethylene right now is that the market is in contango, which means that someone somewhere, either the producers, the consumers, traders, people who are hedging, they have some confidence that the price is going to rebound in, you know, October, November, which is typically kind of counterintuitive because, I mean, that's the months where you start to see people draw down inventories because the majority of the market, either fiscal year ends, they want to avoid inventory taxes on ethylene and resins and everything. So everyone kind of wants to sell. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also kind of the end of the year. Demand is usually pretty slow. It's the holidays. People, you know, you build up for the holidays in, you know, August, September, October. And then November, December, you kind of draw down your inventories, and you go on vacation. So it's kind of curious to see where is this optimism for prices kind of coming up coming from, when, you know, there's also not a lot of indicators that crude oil is going to, you know, really significantly move up and supply more of a higher price floor.
Yeah. I mean, so historically, what is a more typical spread between the spot and contract? You say this is pretty rare.
Yeah, spot for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years at least, maybe longer, I'm not sure, but spot has typically been, has always been higher than contract.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, often you're talking, you know, 5-10 cents a pound, sometimes as high as, you know, 20 or more, because the way the ethylene contract mechanism works, taking the average spot price movement and the cash cost movement, those two tend to, you know, balance each other out.
Mm-hmm.
If your spot price is going up, it's usually based on supply, which means that there's a cracker down somewhere, or there's a couple crackers down, and that means that while the spot price is going up, your production costs are coming down because there's less ethane demand. So ethane prices are coming down. And so those two kind of cancel each other out. But the spot market, you know, it can be influenced because it can be anybody kind of in the spot market trading, you know, producer to producer, you know, banks buying some paper contracts, kind of hold on to material, and then eventually move that contract when it comes due. It can fluctuate pretty wildly. You know, I think when we were at peak spot ethylene around this time last year, maybe, you know, in an August, kind of September time frame, it was, you know, easily, you know, in the high 70s, and I don't think the contract got above the mid 50s.
Hmm.
So it's just, it can be a big gap.
This is a pretty unique situation we're in for it to be reversed then.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen this that I can really remember in the 3 years that I've been covering this, or, and I mean, it's most of the market guys have said that this is pretty rare.
And so the biggest driver of that, to help me understand, is...
Again, the contract moves, you know, somewhat slowly. It's counterbalanced. So in this case, when spot prices are coming down significantly because there's so much supply, it means you're putting upward pressure on ethane because these guys are buying more ethane.
Okay.
So your cash costs are coming up. Now, granted, we had down 7 on the spot side, up 0.5 cents per pound. I mean, it led to a pretty steep drop, but... The two forces sort of act to kind of balance each other out to prevent wild movements in the ethylene in the contract number.
Hmm.
And you've just got a lot of downward pressure on the market, especially in the spot market, where availability tends to be the main focus. And right now you've got expansions, so even if you have a cracker go down, all that extra capacity might be able to make up for some of the crackers being down, you know, individually.
Well, yeah, it should be interesting to see how buyers react to this situation, as you said.
Yeah, so far it's been kind of quiet this week,
yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised next week to see a lot of activity, some low numbers, and then a bit of an increase and backing off, and just kind of an up and down kind of month.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. All right, thank you for being on, John.
Always happy to be here.
Always good to see you. Have a great Labor Day holiday. Everyone, thank you for listening. As always, visit ICIS.com for all of our latest news stories on ethylene and all of the markets that we cover. Until next time, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.